Hi, this is Chris.
And this is Elmi.
And we know something about astrology. I'm a Sagittarius. Elmi is a Scorpio. Today is Sunday, May 5th, and this is for May 5th through May 11th. Happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone.
Woo!
Do you have any Cinco de Mayo plans, Elmi?
Just to rest.
Yeah.
Is that good?
That's perfect, actually, if you want to. Yeah, because, you know, the moon is in Aries today, so it's a good, you know, moon to party in if you want to. But we're also in the dark of the moon, and that can make us feel a little sleepy, maybe like we want to rest, you know. We do have a new moon coming up on Tuesday, but for the next couple of days, the moon is going to be a little tired. And we might find that we'd prefer to turn inward and rest and recharge a bit because we might collectively be a little sleepy as well. Mm-hmm. With the moon being in Aries, though, you know, the Aries moon is not really about resting and recharging. It's
right.
About doing things and being active and mixing it up and telling people where to get off. And, you know, so there could be a little bit of a push and pull. There is what I'm saying.
Yes.
Now, the Aries moon is not doing a whole lot today. It actually doesn't form any aspects until very late in the evening or early morning, depending on your time zone. But the Aries moon will form a conjunction with Mercury around 11 p.m. Pacific time, and it will form a conjunction with Chiron around midnight Pacific time. Mm. Most likely, many of us will be sleeping through these particular transits, but one thing the Aries moon is doing today is that it's connecting with the North Node. Now, the North Node is a point that represents where we are heading in this lifetime. It represents our destiny, so to speak. And currently, the North Node is in Aries. So when the moon and the North Node connect like this, we might be thinking about our future a little bit more than we normally do, making plans and or making adjustments in our lives, maybe even letting some things go. So maybe we'll find ourselves doing some planning today or thinking about long-term goals or just enjoying Cinco de Mayo. Now, Monday, May 6th, the moon is going to be void of course for most of the day. It will be void of course from midnight on Monday until 3 p.m. Pacific time on Monday. So that's a long void. That's about 15 hours. And a void of course moon is after the moon has made its last major aspect. And that in that case, it would have been when the moon conjuncted Chiron, as it will, later tonight around midnight. And then the moon is not going to make any other major aspects until it enters Taurus around 3 p.m. Pacific time on Monday. So when we have a void of moon, or a void of course moon, like we will on Monday, Monday might not get off to the, like, that shotgun kind of start. It might be a little tricky to connect with people. Really, in a void of course moon, it's best to finish up projects, tie up loose ends, that kind of thing. Maybe plan. Again, there's that plan word. Strategizing about what moves you're going to make next. But in terms of, like, being productive, it might be a little tricky on Monday. But you never know. Everyone's going to have a different experience. And then later on Monday, the moon is going to form a square with Pluto. Yeah, that's going to happen around 6 p.m. Pacific time. And a moon-Pluto square, that can represent some power struggles, could represent some, you know, taking things very seriously, transformative kind of energy, death and rebirth, all those fun things that we associate with Pluto. Mercury is going to conjunct Chiron around 7:30 p.m. Pacific time, and that can give us voice to expressing our wounds or the things that hurt us in life, you know. So there might be some sensitivity out there as well on Monday, but also the ability to articulate it, which could be helpful. You know, Monday's shaping up to be a fairly, I mean, outside of that void of course moon to start the day, later in the day on Monday is looking pretty potentially eventful. There's a lot happening later in the day. Another thing that's happening on Monday is that Saturn and Pluto are going to form a semi-square. Now, a semi-square is not a major aspect. If Saturn was squaring Pluto, forming a 90-degree angle, that would be considered a major aspect. But here, they're forming a semi-square, which, as you might guess, would be a 45-degree angle. It's half of a square. So there's still going to be some tension out there between Saturn and Pluto. Not going to be as stressful as if it were an actual square. But the semi-square is still going to potentially affect us. And when Saturn and Pluto are not getting along like this, what this affects are systems and boundaries. Pluto is in charge of the systems in life, the systems that we work with. And then when the system is not working, You know, if Pluto's involved, it burns it to the ground and it starts it fresh. It doesn't, like, try to make adjustments. It just says, no, this is ending. We're going to start a new system, move forward. And with Saturn in the mix, Saturn represents, you know, boundaries. And it also represents the day-to-day working of those systems. So it's kind of like Pluto creates the whole dynamic, and then Saturn's in charge of enforcing the laws, enforcing the rules, so to speak. And I bring this up only because an astrologer I really like named Rick Merlin was also talking about this recently, and it's going to be going on for about 2 weeks, and usually it wouldn't last this long, but Pluto is retrograde. Saturn is starting to prepare to turn retrograde. So both Saturn and Pluto are not moving as fast as they normally would, and as a result, this semi-square is going to last a little bit longer as a result. They're going to be in this kind of tight 45-degree angle. So that's something to keep in mind over the next couple of weeks. We're not necessarily going to feel all of that on Monday, hopefully. Another aspect on Monday is the Sun is going to form a sextile with Saturn, and that can be great for just getting work done, being productive, taking things one step at a time. Saturn does not like to cut corners, so this is more like doing things by the book, doing things step by step, that kind of a thing. And both the Sun and Saturn can represent father energy or fatherly energy. So see if you hear from your dad on Monday and or Tuesday, because that aspect will continue into Tuesday as well. So Monday, yeah, it might start slow, but I think there's going to be a lot going on later in the day. Monday evening might be much more eventful. Now, Tuesday, May 7th, we will have our new moon. The new moon will be exact around 8:30 p.m. Pacific time. It is a new moon in Taurus. And anything, you know, involving Taurus is going to be how can we improve the material things in our lives. You know, what can we do to advance our career, or what can we do to make our living room look nicer? Or, you know, it's the things that we can see, that we can touch, that we can put in our pocket. You know, how do I spice up my investments so I'm making more on the stock market? I don't know. But it's dealing with those kind of things. And overall on Tuesday, the moon itself is looking to be in a pretty good mood. It's going to form a conjunction with Venus early in the morning. It's going to form a sextile with Saturn in the evening. And then we'll have that new moon around 8:30 p.m. So it's looking to be a pretty pleasant full moon, or sorry, pleasant new moon on Tuesday. Now, as I mentioned at the top, Almy is a Scorpio. And yeah, she's been a Scorpio her entire life. And every week, I like to ask Almy a question to get her Scorpio take on life. Now, Almy, as a Scorpio, how are you doing with this? I have two questions for you, actually. The first one is, how are you doing with this dark of the moon energy right now? How's your energy been today, yesterday? How are you feeling?
I mean, I wasn't feeling good physically yesterday. I don't know if that has to do with anything you're talking about, but I don't know. The energy's low.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I always feel a little low when we're in the dark of the moon, right before a new moon myself. You might be feeling a little bit of that. It could be any other things. I'm not a doctor. But I have a follow-up question. Yesterday was May the 4th.
Yes.
And I'm just out of curiosity, who or what is your favorite Star Wars character?
Han Solo.
Han Solo. No hesitation.
No, absolutely none. No.
What do you like about the Hanster?
I think he is funny and quick-witted, and he's a quick thinker, and he doesn't take himself too seriously, and he's Harrison Ford, so that's probably a huge factor in that as well.
Oh, those are all great things.
Thank you.
And if I saw something that you posted today, even though May the 4th is over, there's an ongoing May the 5th celebration of some kind. What's that called?
Revenge of the 5th.
Revenge of the 5th.
It's like the movie Revenge of the Sith.
Okay.
So May the 4th is May the 4th be with you, and that's the good side, the light side. And then Revenge of the 5th is the dark side.
Gotcha. So it's actually 2 days back to back for Star Wars fans.
Yes. Basically, Star Wars has claimed the entire month of May.
What's May the 6th?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, it might not be anything right now.
It could also be Revenge of the Sixth. Who knows?
There you go.
Do it again.
Yeah. Revenge of the Sixth. Revenge of the Seventh. Okay.
Why not?
Celebrate May the 4th all May long.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you, Almy, for sharing. And that's going to conclude the Ask a Scorpio segment of our show.
Thank you.
All right. So I think I left off with Wednesday, and Wednesday, May 8th. Again, you know, as far as the moon goes, as far as our collective mood goes, Wednesday, May 8th is looking to be pleasant, kind of like Tuesday is. So the Taurus moon is going to form a conjunction with Uranus. It's going to form a conjunction with Jupiter that can bring some excitement into our lives. It's also going to form a sextile with Neptune that can make us sensitive, but like good sensitive, not like we're like sitting in a corner crying sensitive, but like out there sharing emotions, talking about, you know, sharing stories with people, having those deeper conversations and, you know, expressing ourselves, whether it's creatively, emotionally, what have you. And then the moon will enter Gemini around 4 p.m. on Wednesday, May 8th. And then the pace of life will really start picking up as well. The Gemini moon moves fast, fast, fast. Mm-hmm. The Gemini moon will form a trine with Pluto around 8 p.m. on Wednesday, May 8th. And that can be good for dealing with, you know, things that make the heavier things in life. If you have a difficult conversation to have, that kind of a deal, the moon trining Pluto can be good for that. Thursday, May 9th, the moon will continue to travel through Gemini. It's going to form a sextile with Mars early in the morning around 4 a.m. Pacific time. And that should make us feel, you know, give us an energy boost and should help us stay on track and stay, you know, goal oriented. Later in the day, though, the Gemini moon will square Saturn. So around 10 p.m. Pacific time on Thursday, May 9th, then we can be feeling a little more blah or meh or just kind of not so hot. That could be kind of cranky energy. But most of the day on Thursday, May 9th is looking to be pleasant. And again, also moving very, very quickly. And later in the day, though, that moon Saturn square will slow things down big time. So watch your step, I guess, on Thursday. Watch where you're going, because it could be a little bit accident prone, too. There's going to be a little friction between Gemini wanting to move really quickly and then Saturn saying, no, slow down. You're going to take your time. If there's a lesson to learn, you're going to stop and learn it, that fun stuff. So a little conflict there later in the day. Now, Friday, May 10th, you know, for the most part, again, it's looking pretty breezy. It's going to be a sextile between the Gemini moon and Chiron, a sextile between Mercury and the Gemini moon. So the Gemini moon and Mercury connecting positively like that, there's just going to be all kinds of chatter. Gemini likes to talk, likes to communicate. Mercury, obviously the planet of communications, is also totally fine with talking and communicating. So could be a very active day on Friday, May 10th. The moon will square Neptune around 7 p.m. Pacific time. That can bring some confusion to the mix, some cloudiness or fogginess, if you will. But most of the day, Friday is looking pretty good after we get past that moon-Saturn square. And then the moon will enter its home sign of Cancer around 8 p.m. Pacific time on Friday, May 10th. And we could be very much in our feels anytime the moon travels through Cancer. And especially on Saturday, May 11th, there's not a lot to discuss on Saturday, May 11th. The moon will continue to be in Cancer. It's only going to form two aspects, and both of them are kind of not so fun. One of them is the moon will be in conjunct Pluto, and the other one is the moon will square Mars. So both Pluto and Mars are, you know, planets of war or, you know, winning and taking no prisoners kind of energy, very serious planets. And emotionally, we might not be in that mood where we want to take on these heavier, you know, feelings. So it's Saturday is looking to be a little bit cranky, perhaps, but that doesn't mean you have to have a cranky day. Just be aware that there could be a decent amount of crankiness in the air on Saturday, May 11th. And then a quick look ahead to the next week. Sunday, May 12th, Mother's Day, at least astrologically, things are looking pretty good. The Cancer moon seems to be much more happy on Tuesday than it was on Saturday. Also next week, on May 13th, Sun will conjunct Uranus. And when the Sun conjuncts Uranus, they're going to be in the same sign at the same degree. And that can lead to some shakeups or a desire to break out of your regular routine. And also could be some rebelliousness in the air. Like you want to rebel from certain habits you've become accustomed to, certain things like that. And then May 15th, Mercury will enter Taurus. And Mercury has been in Aries for quite a while. Mercury entered Aries back on March 9th. So it's going to have been in Aries for over 2 months before it finally enters Taurus. And that, of course, was because we did have a Mercury retrograde in there. And when we have Mercury retrograde, Mercury tends to stay in a sign longer than it normally would. But Mercury finally entering the sign of Taurus on May 15th. So, yeah, that concludes everything, I guess, mm-hmm. as far as I've got for this upcoming week. We thank you, as always, for listening. We love you. Have a great new moon. And I think Elmy's going to take us out with a couple deep breaths.
Let's take some deep breaths. First, we like to get in a comfy position. You can sit down or you can lie down or whatever feels right for you. I'll give you a moment to get settled. And let's begin by releasing tension in our bodies, starting with our forehead. Release the tension in your forehead. Unfurrow your brow. Unclench your jaw. And relax those shoulders. If you would like to close your eyes while we take our deep breaths, you may close them now. And let's take that first slow deep breath in and out. Deep breath in, deep breath out. And last deep breath in, and deep breath out. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for listening. You can feel free to leave us an astrology question in our inbox on Instagram at somethingaboutastrology. And we are also on TikTok at somethingaboutastrology_. We hope you have a great rest of your weekend, a great week ahead, and we will talk to you again soon.